What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Why are you going there?
I do knew that.
It was a better theta.
Okay.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you going there?
I feel like a total idiot.
Germany's a great city.
Okay, Inspired. We apologize.
Need a Muslim?
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
How's everybody doing?
I love that drop.
What?
That's, you know the drop.
Which one? I played a million of them.
Need a Muslim?
Oh, that one.
The new one.
The Muslim. Need a Muslim? Why did I say it like that?
But it makes me happy.
God.
It's fantastic.
Need a Muslim?
We do. We do need one.
Okay.
Yeah, we had two new ones today.
All right, guys. Time to get serious.
Really?
Yep.
I thought we got serious. I thought our hat conversation was an important conversation. It needed to be had.
No, it did. At the same time, I feel like the Youngs turned us off a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not buying
that. They have no loyalties.
No, they don't. And I feel like this is a line in the sand of, like, you know, how do I want to put this? Look, sometimes you have to stand up for rights and standards and order.
You draw a line in the sand, right?
We can't just be all willy-nilly with everything, okay?
We need rules. Without rules, there's chaos.
And that's right. And that's where hat rules come in. And yeah. I think it's incumbent upon us to fly that flag, okay? Because
we'll make that stand. We'll take that bullet from
Somebody's got to. Yeah. Like, as not a lot of people are dealing with this particular issue, but we are.
Yeah.
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises.
And we're going to get an okay boomer here. And you know what? We'll take that boomer.
Yeah.
We'll take that boomer for you.
Every once in a while, you need to understand that the okay boomer is just that you don't have a good retort.
And it's for your own good.
You don't have a good retort, so you're just going to call me a name. I can handle the name.
Yeah. It doesn't change the fact
I'm right.
It's a losing argument for you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, it's a cheap go-to.
Yeah.
Okay, boomer.
Bye, right. Bitch.
Bye.
That's what I say. Bye. Okay, Disney. You just went to Disneyland down there in
LA? I did. We hit the Dodgers and we hit Disney. We had
Aren't they close by?
No.
They're not?
No.
It's out by the...
Yeah, it's Anaheim.
Isn't Disneyland out by the Angels?
Yeah, it's out by the Angels Stadium. Yeah, it's in Anaheim. So, yeah, we had a little bit of a... Oh, and we coming back.
Did you Uber out there?
We did, and so
how much did that cost?
Like $50.
Oh, okay.
To get out there, and dude, coming back was awful. There was we had a fatality on the old freeway last night. Coming,
did you see
home.
A body.
We think we.
Did you see a body part?
You don't have to answer that.
He may have been under the car.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looked like the car came over. We didn't move for like 45 minutes. Took us like 45 to an hour to move like a mile. And then once we got past it, it was clear sailing. But looked like the guy jumped Dukes of Hazzard style over the median and then went splat, and there were medical personnel there, but they weren't in any kind of real hurry, and there did appear to be some red cloth bag things around the car, and we were like, the Uber driver seemed to think that maybe the person had expired and was kind of mixed in there.
Expired?
Because they shut down like 4 or 5 lanes and broke it down to like 1 lane. And he was like, yeah, they don't usually do that unless, you know, there's an investigation.
Right. Well, anyway, I saw Buckley found this stat. What percent of people who waited in line to meet characters at Disney parks last year were childless adults?
Ooh. Because the BTJ, we waited in line to see Pooh and Mickey.
You are one of these statistics.
We are one of these statistics,
well,
yes.
You're not. You have
I'm
kids.
Not. But she
waited in line too, right?
She is.
Yeah, I mean,
she is a childless adult.
Look, I waited in line specifically. Look, you think I'm waiting in line to give a small character in a
if you're there and waiting, you know.
I was there, but I waited for her. And then I was instructed I too would be in that photo.
So, but you once went to Disney by yourself.
Yes. I have been to.
So you would go to Disneyland. If you're in LA, you're going to Disneyland every time?
No.
Without her?
No.
Would you have gone to Disneyland?
No. I would not have.
Okay, she wanted to go to Disneyland.
She wanted to go, and she hadn't been, and so she was kind of hemming and hawing, and I was like, honey, let me just take you to Disneyland. You'll love it. And it was cool to see her all jazzed up. I went to Disney World on my own because I was down there with a buddy of mine.
Oh, that was in Orlando?
Yeah, he was in Orlando.
Oh, that's right.
And I had nothing to do all day, and so I thought, well, maybe, you know, take some
in Orlando.
Yeah, went in Orlando. Yeah. What else am I doing?
Yeah.
And I went to Disney, but no, I would not have gone to Disneyland unless my gal was there. I could have found other things to do in LA.
Totally.
Other than go to Disney.
That's my thing. Is like, I feel like with kids, it's one thing. It's the whole, I mean, that's the only thing. It's like, yeah. Kids. Okay, yeah. Take your kids to stupid Disneyland, whatever.
Sure.
But I'm stunned at how many adults go to Disneyland when in Los Angeles. Like, Los Angeles is enormous.
Yes.
And there's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
So many places to go,
yep.
And they go to Disneyland. Like, that blows me away. Well, always has.
I will make this statement. Watching all the families interact and then seeing me and my gal, I think we had a better time than 90% of the families that were there.
Well, yeah, it's probably really stressful.
It is.
It's expensive.
Yes.
It's annoying.
Yes. And when you're just...
What's to like about it?
And when you're just there with the two of you, it's one, it's way cheaper. Everyone's reasonable. No one's pestering you for anything. You get to pick and choose what you want to do when you don't want to go see something. There's no stress. You're like hanging out, and it's a better time. I have been to Disney once on my own and once with my gal, and that's the only time I've been to Disney outside of taking my kids when they were little. And my kids, it pisses them off, but I say all the time, what wrecks Disney is sobriety and kids. And if you eliminate those two things from the equation, I'm telling you, that is a magical freaking place. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that at all, but okay. So what percent of people who waited in line to meet characters at Disney parks, this is last year,
yeah,
were childless adults?
Oh my God. Well, I'm assuming most of the people are still people there with their kids.
That's what I thought. But so this number
I would
is
say
high.
That number would only so now it's going to be higher. I would say that number was like 10%.
Yeah, it's 42%.
Oh,
dude.
My God!
Yes.
So you'll appreciate this. So we're standing in line to meet Winnie the Pooh.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God!
While on vacation in Los Angeles,
yes.
You're standing in line to meet a fake bear.
Yes. Yes.
Not even on drugs. Well, maybe you were on drugs. Yeah.
Look, who's to say? I'm standing in line waiting to meet Winnie the Pooh because the BTJ wants to meet Winnie the Pooh. And we're sitting there and I'm like, all right, honey, you want to do this? No big deal. And there's only like 4 people in front of us. It'll be like 10 minutes, right? I'm like, you were there all day.
Yeah, Winnie doesn't take long.
No, it's like 10 minutes. I'm
like, move it along.
Yeah, move it along. So we're 2 away from meeting Winnie the Pooh. And the lady's like, okay, everybody, Pooh has to go and get some honey. He's really hungry, but he'll be back in a real short amount of time. Basically, it's hot, and they have to go switch out Winnie the Pooh.
He's got to have a smoke.
Yeah, whatever. And so I'm like, yeah, we're out of here. Oh, no. No, we're not.
She waited?
We're waiting. And I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, all right, we're doing this. And the people in front of us are like in their 20s. It's a guy and a gal. No kids. They're in their 20s. And I'm listening to them kind of talk. And the girl was like this, she was all about it. Like this was the highlight of her day.
Was Winnie?
Was Winnie the Pooh. She was where she had like, and I was like, oh my God. So I struck up a conversation. I was like, dude, you're really into this. And because she had a little Winnie the Pooh like charm on her bag, and she had a Winnie the Pooh pen, and she had Winnie the Pooh socks. And I was like, and she goes, oh, this is nothing. She goes, I'm upset that I didn't dress up. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, normally I'm full on decked out in poo. And her guy's like, she's a not furry? Kidding. And I kind of looked in the line, and I would say there was probably 15 to 20 people in line. And I would say there was the couple in front of us, and there was probably two others that were there without kids. So I'd say of the 10 to 15 people in line, yeah, there was three couples there that were no kids that just wanted to meet Pooh. And she wanted to meet Pooh, and she wanted to meet Mickey, and we waited in line for both.
Okay. A couple of other stats that came from a Disney. This is from a podcast.
Yeah.
Somebody was doing on Disney and some numbers. They're basically like their revenue at Disney is up, they're saying,
mm-hmm.
because of high-spend adults.
Yeah.
That are not bringing kids.
Yeah.
They said that it's getting so good or so big that Epcot recently opened an adults-only section.
Yeah.
To cater only to Disney adults.
100%.
And then they said that the income bracket most likely to plan a Disney trip is $50,000 to $75,000 per year. Least likely is anyone making over $200,000 or more.
So it's the middle class.
It says.
Yeah, this is their... I'm telling you, man, like the Star Wars bar, the cantina, which I can confirm, they have set the two-drink maximum, which is still BS. That place was packed, and there's no kids. That is just straight adults all in there. Star Wars Land had a lot of adults, like a ton. And there's like a kids part of the park, and there does appear to be more that are geared towards adults. There was a lot of them there. And I'm telling you, I've kind of come around. I took my kids to Disney World and Disneyland, and I was like, God, I'm not doing this again. It's expensive. It's hard for kids. They can't be there all day. I just was an anti-Disney guy. And the last two times I've gone without kids, I had a good time. Don't know if I would go every time. Don't know. I certainly wouldn't make it my trip. But two times I found myself in a city with a Disneyland and a Disney World, and I thought, what the hell? I'll go check it out. I had a good time. I think I was the only one there that didn't buy anything, though. That was the other thing. Like, the people that go there, dude, they are, like, they deck themselves out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm lost over here, but then again, I'm just a boomer, so what you do are. I know?
I wonder if you went with the missus, and on a non-busy day, I wonder if you would have fun, or if you would be there for 2 hours and be like, this is stupid.
If I could walk, if I could drink.
Yeah, you can.
Well, then I'd probably be fine, but I don't need to meet Winnie the Pooh.
No, but I ask you this. If your wife was into it, would it make it better for you?
No. There's plenty that she's into that I don't care about that I'm just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I think that made it for me is watching how excited she was about it. I thought that was a cool thing, watching her experience it and act like a little kid.
Well,
because whether that's because I feel that way about baseball games. When I go to a baseball game, I get a little bit of that childlike wonder. I like going to batting practice. I like walking the stadium. I like checking out the statues. I just, and that's why I love Chavez Ravine. The aesthetics of Dodger Stadium is great. It's like 75 degrees. The sun is shining. I got the palm trees. I'm seeing the Sandy Koufax statue. They had a band playing out in center. It was just a cool vibe. And I feel like a little kid. When you walk through and you see the field for the first time, like that childlike wonder, I love stuff like that. And I think for a lot of people, that's Disney. And it's not for me, but watching someone that I love experience that made it that for me. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, all right. Alcohol consumption in the United States is plummeting. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do about this?
Hey, I'm doing my part, man.
Next on The Fan. Well, We love to drink here. I mean, not on the show, but... Well, sometimes on the show. But, you know.
Yeah.
The booze can be a good thing.
The kids, not so much.
In moderation, mm-hmm. of course.
I just think it's a great... I love bars. So, I love getting together with friends, like at the house. I like unwinding with a nice cocktail sometimes in the evening. But it's a nice social thing. I just think you can do a lot worse than just you put me at a random cool bar with a good vibe and a drink in my hand, and I'll meet three new friends. Or there's something great about getting together with a buddy and rattling some ice. And
well, listen,
it's a good feeling, like you said, when you can keep it on the rails.
Drinkers are happier.
Yes,
and that's science.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because when you drink, and you don't have to drink a ton.
No,
but when you drink. You know, your inhibition's lower.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little more honest.
Yep.
And you can have, like, to a lot of people, they can have better conversations and open up more.
Yeah.
Having had a few drinks.
It gets rid of the anxiety a little bit. You get That's out right. of your own head and you can just kind of relax.
That's right. So, you will be shocked to find out that alcohol consumption among adults in the United States has fallen to the lowest on record.
Yeah, dude, the kids are not drinking at all.
A new Gallup survey shows that only 54% of Americans drank alcohol in the past year, compared with 58% in 2024 and 62% in 2023.
Yeah. And I know bars and some people are really worried about this, that the next generation just isn't going, and they are deeply concerned about this. It's like, you know, baseball had this. Like, you need the next generation of fans. You need the next generation of drinkers. And
the Gen Zers are smoking a lot more weed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, especially these days, everything's so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, so Buck and I do a lot of our show prep on the New York Post. and judge away.
Sure.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Good headlines.
Yeah, they have great stories on there, for at least for our purposes. And I swear to God, every time I go on there, there is a story about how Gen Zers don't do X, Y, or Z because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
One of them is date.
Yeah.
They can't afford it.
Yeah.
Drink. They can't afford it.
Yeah.
Have sex. They can't afford, well, I guess they can afford them, but they don't date, so they can't,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
well, the idea is, like, if I have to go on a date in order to have sex, and I feel like I'm spending $150 to $200 to go on a date, and I'm not certain that I'm going to get sex out of it, I scrub it. And they flushed the end game because they feel like they can't afford what it takes to get to the end.
I mean, they just make it seem like it's so miserable to be Gen Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe it is.
I don't know.
Do we have a Gen Zer on staff? Ortner's gone now, so I don't think we...
Jake?
Is Jake a... Well, but...
Well,
listeners don't really know.
I would say this, that I have three kids, and two of them like to rattle some ice, and one does not. And I would say my son, he is the most... that likes to go out and have some pops. And he does talk about, like, a lot of his buddies, it is one of the big concerns is the financial ramifications of it. And when they do drink, a lot of times they drink at home. They, you know, that they'll try to get a bottle or something, or, you know, because they talk about when they go out for drinks, even at crappy college bars, people want $15 for a cocktail.
Yeah.
People want $9 to $10 for a beer. And for kids on a budget, it's tough. You know, where he loves going to drink is with me. Because I pick up his tab.
Yeah.
So when he comes home, he's like, "Dad, what are we going out to the bars?" And I'm like, "Yeah, all right." But he's like, "You come on out." But yeah, that is definitely a real thing that he talks about.
Well, it's too bad. Although maybe it's a good thing, because in America, you know, we aren't founded on alcohol like some other countries.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, if you go over to Eastern Europe, like, we drink, I feel like we binge drink a lot here. Like, we can't handle our booze.
No.
Whereas alcohol is more a part of culture
yeah.
in a lot of other countries, particularly in Europe.
Yep.
You know?
It's what you're doing with dinner. It's what you're doing as a social thing. You're opening a bottle of something.
Well, and they can handle it.
Yes.
And they don't go, they just don't binge as much.
Yep.
And they, in some countries, like you go Eastern Europe, like they're up in the morning drinking their,
yep.
You know, I can remember my buddy who's been to Hungary many times, and he talks about palenka. Mm-hmm. And they get up in the morning, and it's customary to take a shot of palenka.
We have some friends of ours that are Romanian, both of them. And I'll tell you what, if you go over to their house, buckle up. You ain't walking out of there without having some beverages.
But then you grow up in America, and you just, we have all this stupid, like, I got to ass out Friday night crap, which is dumb. We're not really a big drinking society if you think about it.
No, and so because that's a societal thing and you feel like you have to go that hard, a lot of people don't think that having one or two casual drinks and then spending $45 to go out is, again, I think it goes hand in hand. If you're going to go out, you have to mash the gas, and they don't find that it's worth it. Someone said here, I'm cut going out to bars and restaurants by over half just because it's not worth the expense.
Well, I think a lot of people hear that
about restaurants too.
Well, I think a lot of people have had to do that.
Yeah.
And that's hard because we're big restaurant bar guys, but
I get it.
People are cutting.
Yes. Well, we went out Friday and where did we go eat? We went to, I'm trying to think of where the hell we went to eat. Went to eat at a spot and went out with it was three of us, and we went out and we split the bill right down the middle, and then we went for cocktails at a place, kind of an after dinner drink. And what's funny is it was for three of us to eat, and we ordered a good amount of food. Definitely left being like, we're full. We went to a dumpling place across the street from Kell's. Right there in downtown. I forget the name of it, but it's an Asian place, dumplings. Ordered a bunch of really good food, really nice, good. And then we jumped over to the other side of town and we went to a cocktail bar too soon. And our cocktails, more expensive than our meal.
Yeah.
So for three of us to eat, and I think we got a pitcher of beer and probably three or four entrees and an appetizer and some dumplings. And I think when we were at Too Soon, we probably got three of us. We each had probably three drinks, and that was a bigger tab than our entire dinner. And we did kind of when we got that, we were like, ah, damn, like damn. And it's
a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing, man. It'll get you.
This same story says gamers, North American gamers, spend an average of $325 on gaming annually.
Yeah.
Way cheaper
as
a hobby.
Yeah.
And I mean way cheaper than drinking.
Yes.
Then you have weed.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in an age where weed is legal.
Yep. And shrooms are becoming a big deal for people as well.
And it's way cheaper, and you don't get hungover. No. And it's like people are starting to see that alcohol is like, well, makes me feel like crap. And by the way, it's really expensive. And
some people get violent off of it.
Yeah. I do stupid things and I say stupid stuff. Why would I? So maybe the kids are just wisening up.
It's possible. Although it makes me, it's sad that culture is I'm not going to say it's dying out, but you know, it's just shifting. It's just shifting. But yeah, in some ways it's, when you see great institutions that you used to love and you kind of see that they're hurting a little bit, it stinks. I mean, we're seeing more and more bars that are shutting down. I mean,
yeah, but I just wonder, like, if you fast forward, like,
what does this look like?
100 years.
Yeah.
100 years.
Yeah.
Are they talking about us like, oh my God, can you believe how much they used to drink?
I don't think so, because again, in other parts of the world, they drink way more than us. So, this is when I was in college, I could drink at the house and then go out with a drink with a $20 bill. Keep the buzz or even get more drunk. Some places had $5 all you can drink, usually one or two light beers. I know in Japan, like when you're over there, they'll have, you go to a place and for $30 you get unlimited highballs. Like you go to these izakaya places and, you know, you order like some Japanese fried chicken and some sushi, and then you put down $20-$25 and you got the highballs going all night, and they'll sit there and have a grand old time. And that nightlife, it's built into the culture in other places way more than it is here.
Well, even in college towns, you'll get certain specials on certain nights that keeps the kids coming to the bar like every single night. Like Taylor's, when I was in Eugene, always had a $5 pitcher anytime they were open. Yeah. Mondays and Tuesdays, dollar Wells. Wednesdays, dollar microbrews. Thursdays, $2 Long Islands. Like, you could get drunk for pretty cheap, and that is what's disappearing.
Yeah. Well, this we know.
Someone said guaranteed alcohol will come back in vogue when kids today grow up and get tired of hanging out with their parents and watching them play video games.
Tell you what, just here's what this sounds terribly cynical, but it kind of is. Just go experience a little bit of life.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll start drinking. You watch the news?
Or just find a great neighborhood bar that has a good vibe in it, and it's one of the great American experiences.
For some people, it's community.
Yeah.
Alcohol is out. Consumption in the United States, lowest since 1939.
Good or bad, depending on your point of view.
Probably good for the overall health of the country.
So.
All right, coming up next, based on modern lifestyle, humans will lose 4 body parts as we evolve. What body parts will we lose?
Oh, boy.
Next, here's Buck.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, so, you know, science and everything. You know that?
Ah! Yeah.
All that stuff.
I try not to pay too much attention to it.
Right. I do my own science.
Yeah, I do my own, my scientific research. You know, I do it in my garage, sometimes out in the shed, you know.
I have my leaders of science, like Joe Rogan.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
Aaron Rodgers.
More of a Marjorie Taylor Greene myself.
Caitlin Clark.
Alex Jones.
But, you know, science, it can tell us some stuff.
If you believe it.
And as you know, or maybe you don't, humans have evolved.
Yeah, it happens from time to time.
We used to have huge tails. We used to have huge lizard tails. I don't know if you know that.
Fake news.
Lizard people?
Yeah. I think that's a Marjorie Taylor Greene thing. Or Danica Patrick. She believes in the lizard people.
She does.
By the way, we're not joking about that. She actually does.
And scientists are now warning that future humans, as we continue to evolve, based on modern lifestyles, we will be changing.
Yeah, I've seen this where we're getting mighty humps. I've seen the different articles where they think we're going to become round shouldered, and our fingers are going to become longer and thinner because we're doing less manual work and using the computers and whatnot more.
Experts say that changes in diet, technology, and environment could drive these drastic evolutionary shifts over thousands of years, but they predict that future humans may be hairless.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like everywhere, or... Because that'd be weird. I've already got the hairless part down up top, but...
This says body hair once served vital functions like warmth and protection, but today it's often removed for aesthetic reasons. Apart from eyelashes and eyebrows, hair removal has become a standard grooming practice, especially among women. A study found that over 90% of women in the UK typically remove their armpit and leg hair, with many also removing substantial portions of their hair. This trend is largely driven by societal norms and beauty standards. As a result, hair has become a lot finer and sparser. Now largely cosmetic and slowly fading, scientists predict that humans may continue to lose body hair.
Wow. We're doing away with the Merkins. What a glorious time that's going to be, you know, thousands of years from now where we're just a bunch of the hairless mole rats.
I don't need hair.
Would you give up all your... Like, you have no more body hair, but you also have no hair on your head.
Just completely hairless?
Yeah, that'd be weird.
It'd be a little weird,
yeah. That'd be weird, man.
What if I
like
gave,
if I couldn't grow a beard?
Yeah,
I but would, what if I would not be happy?
What if I made you totally hairless?
Yeah,
but you could have hair on the top of your head.
Oh, yeah,
like a beautiful, luscious head of hair.
Absolutely,
you'd
let's,
be okay with
yeah,
that.
Let's go.
You would look completely different.
I don't care.
No beard.
Let's go.
Weird toupee looking thing.
Done and done. But if you're a bald guy, dude, and you can't, you ever, like, that bald guy that doesn't have any facial hair, man, that guy is a...
Looks like a penis.
Yeah, that's a, I don't get the people that go out there and do that.
Yeah, it says modern clothing...
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
Modern clothing, heated homes, and technological comforts mean natural insulation is no longer vital.
Yeah.
So body hair may become even finer, sparser, and even disappear entirely.
That makes total sense.
Now, when we come back to wrap up our show, I will tell you what four body parts we stand to lose.
Mm, interesting.
Do you have any guesses?
I got a couple.
Okay.
There's a really cool, I'll have to find it, but there was a, it was called like the missing primate or something. I read it a long time ago, and it talked about the theories on how we went from chimp to human and all the little transitions. And some of that stuff is fascinating. Like one of them, your shoulder joint. You don't think about the shoulder, but us walking upright and not having to be on our knuckles anymore changed it because we could throw. You know, monkeys can't throw.
Yeah.
They can fling poo, but it's underhand. And as we were able to get off of our front hands and our shoulders started to retract because we were upright in our pelvis, it allowed our shoulder to have a modern throwing motion, and that allowed us to hunt and to protect ourselves from stuff that was way, way more dangerous than we were. Mm-hmm. And they said that evolution of the shoulder joint changed human beings forever. Because imagine not being able, like, we don't have claws, we don't have teeth, we're not particularly strong. And so in order to kill things bigger than us or stop bigger things, we had to be able to kill from a distance.
The shoulders.
And throwing, so that shoulder was an absolute game changer, and that happened over thousands of years.
And I'm entirely useless because I have shoulder tendonitis.
You're done. In the olden days, man.
I'd be put down.
You'd be cooked.
All right, we'll wrap up that next on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Based on modern lifestyle, scientists predict that perhaps in thousands of years, humans will be hairless. But they also predict we will lose four other body parts.
I'm guessing we'll lose like a pinky.
That is not one of them.
No? Mm-hmm. I was just saying, think of... So we're not talking about internal stuff, right?
We are talking about...
Because I would say that maybe the appendix, which doesn't really serve a purpose anyways.
That's on the list.
Okay, so that probably goes.
Oh, so it can include internal organs.
Yes, it does.
So I'd say maybe the spleen, maybe the appendix.
So the appendix, it says, it may have been a handy tool for digesting tough, fibrous material, but today it's mostly redundant. It was originally, our ancestors relied on the appendix to digest cellulose-rich plants.
Mm-hmm.
Some research suggests it may play a minor role in immune function, but it's pretty much stupid.
Yeah.
And no one cares.
Yeah. So I figured that would
spleen is not on here.
Okay.
We have the, interestingly, we have wisdom teeth.
I was going to say more of the canines, I thought would go because we, you know.
Well, wisdom teeth, it says, originally helped people grind down tough raw foods like roots, nuts, uncooked meat. But modern cooking and softer diets mean most of us no longer need those.
What about the, because it's already gone, it's the remnants of the tail, but what about your ass bone?
Coccyx. Yes, coccyx. On the list, it's a leftover from our primate tails and originally helped with balance and supporting a tail. Today, it serves little purpose, though it still supports some pelvic muscles.
Mm. Does it really?
Modern lifestyle with flat surfaces, chairs, and less need for climbing or gripping means the coccyx is largely redundant.
What about the male nips?
Male nipples?
Yeah.
No, this one's kind of the weirdest one. The ear muscles.
The ear muscles?
The fourth one, yes.
Really?
Yeah, they were once used to swivel our ears towards sounds, just like cats and dogs.
Really?
Yeah. You know
like
how
your
you
ears
can,
perk up?
Yeah, yeah you can kind of do that. Ears. Yeah. So our ancestors likely used these ear muscles to pivot their ears towards sounds, helping them detect predators, prey, or other dangers in their environment. In a world without modern technology or protective housing, being able to quickly pick up noises was essential. Today, most people's ear muscles are inactive, serving little to no practical purpose.
Yeah, we got AirPods now, you know?
We'll lose it. Huh.
Yeah, I got my Apple
AirPods. Would you even notice that your ear muscles were gone?
Well,
I mean, most of those things, if you got rid of those tomorrow, you got rid of your coccyx.
I'm playing with my ear muscles.
Your ear muscle.
No, we don't need it. Well, that's their whole point.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe if it was like a finger or something. I don't know, for whatever reason. Like if I lost a finger, I'd notice. But
studies suggest only 10 to 20% of people can voluntarily move their ears.
Yeah, because I can wiggle my ears pretty well, and I've had people think that that's weird. I'm like,
well, I don't think I can. I'm trying right now. Are my ears wiggling, or is that just my jaw?
No, it's just your jaw.
Yeah, I don't think I can use my ear muscles.
Well, see? I didn't know it was so low. 10 to 20%. Well, bye-bye ear muscles.
I'm basically a primate.
Nature already phasing Rop out.
I thought it would be something cooler than that.
Yeah, not that cool.
No.
All right.
Except the whole hairless ape thing. That's going to be weird.
Everybody have a great night.
If I could evolve to not have back hair anymore.
We return tomorrow. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Need a Muslim?
Okay.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.